Heavily armed French troops have been called in to protect French citizens trying to get out of the West African nation, the Ivory Coast, amidst a wave of sometimes violent anti-French sentiment sweeping the country. Thousands of rock-throwing demonstrators attacked French citizens today as they tried to board planes at the Abidjan airport. The anger was provoked by a French brokered agreement aimed at ending a four-month-old civil war. Government supporters say the peace accord gives too much power to the rebels in a new coalition government. Joining us now from Abidjan is New York Times correspondent Somini Sengupta. Somini, can you tell us what people's objections are to this accord, why they're so angry about it?
The loyalists to the elected president, Laurent Gbagbo, think that the peace deal was forced upon Ivory Coast and that it yields way too much to the rebels. Specifically, they object to having the rebels take control of the interior and defense ministries, which are obviously two of the key ministries in the government. And the young men and women who have been on the streets for the last several days say that there's no way that they will ever accept letting the rebels have any piece of their government, and particularly not these key ministries. The rebels, for their part, say that this is an agreement that was hammered out by all the parties, and that, after all, the government did agree to participate in peace talks in which the rebels also participated.
Well, can you describe exactly what's been happening? How has this anti-French feeling been manifesting itself?
It really began late Saturday night, right after news of the French brokered peace accord broke, and shops were looted, barricades were set up by young men on the street, several French citizens were pulled out of their cars, some of their cars were taken, some of them had had unpleasant visits at home, and their money was taken. There have been no injuries of French civilians reported, and that, I should point out, is really in stark contrast to the other immigrants in this country who have been hurt, killed, their houses have been demolished, and I'm referring to the West African immigrants who are here. There are more than 3 million West African immigrants in this country, and they have really felt the brunt of the attacks by government loyalists over the last 4 months since the civil war has been going on. And they have felt the brunt of the attacks because they're believed to be sympathizing with the rebels in the north and the west.
Hmm. I understand there's also a very strong pro-American feeling. Is that right?
Yes, it's a topsy-turvy world here in Abidjan in that respect. I was at a rally in front of the American Embassy on Tuesday, at which, as soon as they learned that I was an American reporter, they gathered around me, they tried to speak whatever words of English they knew, and they appealed to me to tell the American government how much they liked the United States. And it was one of the first places that I had been where flashing my American press credentials was a good thing rather than a life-threatening thing.
Will the peace agreement, this coalition government, will it fall apart?
That is the question on everyone's minds, in part because the president, Mr. Gbagbo, has not yet said whether he will abide by the peace agreement, whether he will agree to a power-sharing government with the rebels, and it's not clear when he will speak. He said to be making plans to speak this weekend, and it's not clear why he hasn't spoken yet.
Well, thank you very much, Somini.
Thank you.
Somini Sengupta is a reporter for the New York Times. She spoke with us from Abidjan, which is the main commercial city in the Ivory Coast.